Holding on to the farm. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. It's an issue that many Tennesseans must deal with in coming years, what to do about the family farm. UT Extension is working with families and offering guidance on issues such as land use, wills, and all the tax implications. Chuck Denny has the story.
Spend just a few minutes with Doug Goddard, and two things are clear. He's all about family and takes great pride in the Goddard Farm, 400 acres in Jefferson County, where they used to run a dairy and now have horses and beef cattle.
For me, I mean, yeah, I'm trying to preserve my heritage and my family's here, yeah.
Like many Tennessee farmers, Goddard has concerns about the future. Who will own this valuable land, and what will they do with it? The Goddards have taken steps over the years to make certain the legalities are in order for the farm to stay in the family.
My mother's will, that she adjusted it like in the early 90s, and she put a provision in there that no heirs can sell as long as a child or grandchild wants to farm.
But for a number of families, it's not that simple. When land is passed from one generation to another, it may not stay agricultural.
There is no more land being made, so it's not that we can go out and make new land, but we cannot replace our families either.
Alice Ray, a farm management specialist with UT Extension, helps families plan for the future use of their land. UT Extension held statewide seminars recently called the Farmland Legacy Workshops. Landowners learned about business and estate planning, record keeping, and tax and conservation issues.
We wanted to foster constructive communication between all members of this farm family.
Ray says it's important for families to start talking, consider everyone's situation, and then come up with a sound plan for their farm. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.